Well, as is kind of usual in cases like this, in this part of a calendar in a midterm cycle, you get a lot of sizzle. You get a lot of sizzle. Not quite as much steak.
Right.
And should we be getting more steak? I think everybody should. I don't think we've gotten enough, and neither does Andrea Beitley in this piece.
I think we, you know, when it's the primary, you get the sizzle, and you don't really get the steak until November.
Right.
Because everybody's trying to get past the primary.
Yeah. So it's like, are we getting, we're just getting the fluff when we need the real information.
Yeah.
What is your plan? What would you do X, Y, and Z? And we've gotten a little bit of it, of course.
Sure.
But should those running for office
give you more?
Be a little more forthright in how they believe and how they would handle things. And that was the focus of a piece in the Detroit Free Press. It was written by Republican strategist Andrea Beitley. And yes, we've seen the attack ads. Yes, we've seen the social media posts. But how would you fare on education? Or what do you believe on the war in Iran? Or what? All of these questions need to come to light, especially now that absentee ballots are out and about. Andrea Beitley joins us this morning to talk about her piece. It's good to have you back.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So what is, again, we're in the primary portion of this. So these candidates are trying to court the voters on their side of the aisle. Does that give them, I guess, carte blanche to take it easier on some of these subjects? They're just trying to get their name out there to garner the most votes.
Yeah, absolutely. They are trying at this moment to just get onto the November ballot. But we have a few races where things are pretty well decided. You have the Republican U.S. Senate race. There's only Mike Rogers running. You have the Democrat primary for governor, where Chris Swan's a good, strong candidate, but Jocelyn Benson is going to be the likely nominee. So I'd like to see some of these candidates that are essentially already going to be on the November ballot really, really give us some actual, here's my plan. And not just some, you know, one-page short piece. I mean a real concrete, this is what I'm going to do to improve education. This is what I'm going to do to improve our business climate.
You're right that campaigns spend more time attacking opponents than explaining the solutions. Is that because the negative campaigning works or because candidates just don't want to be pinned down on specifics?
Is yes an answer to both of those questions? Because that is my answer. You can fundraise a whole lot more when you are out there throwing jabs at your opponent. You can find ways to fund those negative ads a whole lot easier than you can when you're out there talking about actual public policy. But the reality is, the Wednesday after the election, someone will have won, and they are going to have to give Michiganders an answer or two pretty quickly as to, especially whomever becomes our next governor. They're going to have to set up a government this December. What does that look like? What are their priorities? We have a lot of state departments. Are they going to keep those same departments? Are they going to change them? The Michigan Economic Development Corporation has been, you know, an economic engine, theoretically, for the state of Michigan for 30-plus years. Are they going to continue the MEDC? You know, the legislature just defunded a large portion of the MEDC. Will the next governor work hard to refund it, or will they find a new avenue?
Well,
there's a lot of questions.
Yeah, no, I completely agree.
Yeah.
And this is where the money in the political realm matters. Because if you're in the primary cycle and you can flood the airways, you can flood television, you can flood social media with ads, well, all of a sudden you're a top of mind for people when they go and cast their primary vote. But aside from that, you talk about the education problem and the population issues here in the state of Michigan. What issue do you think these candidates should be focused on first?
I'd love for more of our candidates to talk about how they are going to improve our education system. Education is a foundational element of what government is responsible for in the state of Michigan. We have a responsibility to give kids the opportunity to succeed. We can't guarantee their success, but we have to give them the tools they need. And companies who are looking for a good location to expand are looking at education as a key component of that. Right now, half essentially of Michigan's third graders aren't reading at grade level, and it doesn't improve that much as we go up through to high school. People are really, really struggling, and we have not funded our education programs in a way that is sustainable to make sure that people can achieve big things. And we're also meeting people who are not necessarily college educated, but are educated in the trades. You know how hard it is to find a plumber? You know how expensive it is? Well, if we started earlier and we started kids in high school with the opportunity to really accelerate in their apprenticeship, we would have a whole lot more plumbers and pipe fitters and welders out there in the state of Michigan.
You know, you argue that we've, you know, started asking less of our candidates as well. How do we get to a place where debates are becoming more optional instead of expected? I mean, you got front runners skipping debates.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, normally at the Mackinac Policy Conference, you have a gubernatorial campaign, a gubernatorial debate between each of the leading campaigns. We didn't have that this year. And, you know, you haven't seen the front runners, Jocelyn Benson and John James, out there debating their primary opponents quite as much as you've seen in years past. You know, full disclosure, I was working for Mike Duggan on his gubernatorial campaign, and we said yes to a lot of debates that never happened. So I am really somebody who likes to see the candidates talk. Last night in Grand Rapids, the Senate Democrats debated. You had Abdul Al-Sayed and Haley Stevens, but there wasn't much stake, as I believe was started at this conversation. There was a lot of fat, though. There was a lot of bickering, a lot of pointing fingers, yeah. But we didn't really get down to policy. We'll see what happens tonight. Fox 2 is hosting the Republican gubernatorial candidates, and we'll see how deep the questions and answers go.
Andrea Bailey, interesting piece in the Detroit Free Press. Thank you for your time. We appreciate you. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you got it. Fascinating stuff. And again, the more you know, the better off you are. Frontier taking over for Spirit in some capacity. We'll talk about it next.